With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Just a week before the deadline for Congress to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government running, Democrats stand to be the leading scapegoat for a possible shutdown.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters say that if there is a government shutdown, Democrats in Congress would be most likely to be blamed, while 29% think congressional Republicans would deserve the blame, and 21% believe most of the blame would belong to President Donald Trump. 12% are not sure. The survey of 1,199 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 21st to the 23rd. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense ministers from several Eastern European countries are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the 7 frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia. We have added Ukraine, that was of course fully associated giving their experience, and of course Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court is extending an order that allows President Trump's administration to keep frozen nearly $5 billion in foreign aid, handing him another victory in a dispute over presidential power. The court acted Friday on the administration's emergency appeal in a case involving billions of dollars in congressionally approved aid. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. The governor said that state officials and 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adamczyk of City University in New York. Young American women in conservative Protestant churches are about half as likely to say they've aborted a premarital pregnancy. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities are making headlines again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of 4 uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the 4 facilities are running every day and stressed the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Shamas.
Wall Street broke its 3-day losing streak and trimmed its losses for the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday. The Dow climbed 0.7% and the NASDAQ composite gained 0.4%. All three indexes pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve might be able to continue cutting interest rates. This is SRN News.